Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A heat advisory remains in effect for much of North Georgia, Northeast Alabama, and Southeast Tennessee as dangerously hot temperatures and high humidity combine to produce heat index values as high as 105 to 107 degrees. The advisory includes counties across the tri-state region, Dade, Walker, Catoosa, Whitfield, Murray, Gordon, and Chattooga in Georgia, as well as DeKalb and Jackson in Alabama and Marion and Hamilton counties in Tennessee. Forecasters say the combination will create dangerous conditions, especially in the afternoon and early evening hours. Residents are urged to drink plenty of water, stay in air-conditioned buildings whenever possible, avoid prolonged outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, and certainly check on elderly family members, neighbors, and anyone without adequate cooling. Those who must work outdoors, well, you should take frequent breaks in the shade or in an air-conditioned location. Safety officials recommend adjusting work schedules when possible to reduce the risk of heat-related illnesses. Officials also remind residents never to leave children or pets unattended in parked vehicles where temperatures can rise to life-threatening levels in just minutes. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. Anybody experiencing symptoms such as confusion, loss of consciousness, or high body temperature should be moved to a cooler location immediately and 911 called without delay. The Dade County Commission has approved the county's fiscal 27 budget. That takes effect today, of course. Before the unanimous vote, commissioners spent about an hour yesterday discussing how to address a $300,000 budget shortfall. County leaders ultimately agreed to use about $200,000 from the county's nearly $5 million fund balance to help balance the $16.55 million budget. The remaining shortfall is expected to be addressed through continued budget management and year-end revenues. The approved budget does not include pay raises for county employees. Commissioners cited rising operating costs, including increased employee health insurance expenses, as one of the biggest financial challenges facing the county this year. Again, the new budget takes effect today, the start of the county's new fiscal year. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is looking into a suspected cockfighting operation in the Bryant area. Sheriff's officials confirming the investigation after the animal advocacy group called SHARC, or Showing Animals Respect and Kindness, provided drone video of the property. The footage reportedly shows numerous people on the property and chickens gathered outside a barn. Under current Alabama law, keeping a cockpit or participating in cockfighting is a misdemeanor punishable by a fine ranging from $20 to $50. Steve Hendy is president of SHARC, and he said he believes the penalties should be much tougher and is urging Alabama lawmakers to make cockfighting a felony offense. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains active. No one has been arrested. And Georgia's absentee ballot deadlines will remain unchanged following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on mail-in ballots. The court ruled this week that federal law allows states to decide whether absentee ballots received after Election Day can be counted, even if they were mailed on time. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the ruling does not affect Georgia's current law. In fact, in Georgia, absentee ballots must generally be received by county election officials by the close of polls on Election Day in order to be counted. The only exception is for military and overseas voters whose ballots may be accepted up to 3 days after the Election Day if they are postmarked by Election Day. In comments this week, the Secretary of State highlighted Georgia's election security measures, including citizenship verification, risk-limiting audits, and voter roll maintenance. His office says Georgia's election laws remain in effect as preparations continue for the November elections. St. Louis had one big inning last night that put them ahead of the Braves, and they never looked back. 5-3 was the final as the Cards beat the Braves in Game 1 of the three-game midweek series last night. Game 2 coming up this evening. Airtime for the Ford leadoff show is 6 o'clock. The first pitch 7:15 this evening for Game 2 of the Braves and Cards tonight here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com anytime and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.